This is Fresh Air. In the 1980s, music producer Hal Wilner masterminded four tribute anthologies in which various jazz and pop bands played music by Thelonious Monk or Kurt Weill or songs from Walt Disney musicals. The first and least known of those tribute albums, featuring music Nino Rota composed for Federico Fellini movies, has now been reissued. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says it set the template.
Francis Haines on steel drums and Sharon Freeman on French horns on Freeman's arrangement of music from La Dolce Vita. It's on the just reissued Amarcord Nino Rota from 1981, where diverse musicians play Rota music from Fellini films. One highlight is bandleader Carla Bley's long suite from 8 1/2. Rota's melodies feed her own taste for circusy excess, shifting instrumental colors, sideways harmonies, and ballroom dance beats. Nino Rota's music sounds like hers already. That music suggests how much Carla Bley and Nino Rota inspired the madcap Dutch band leader Willem Broecker. Film scores can get repetitious, Rota's included, but arrangers can always vary the instrumentation when melodies come back. Another distinguished jazz composer, Mulhall Richard Abrams, keeps recasting a line on his section of a suite from La Dolce Vita. Conceiving this project, producer Hal Wilner heard how it could work. Nino Rota's musical personality was so strong, in his Fellini scores especially, as long as the musicians minded his melodies, all the diverse approaches would fit together. That same suite moves on from Mulhall to a segment for rock stars, singer Deborah Harry and guitarist Chris Stein from the band Blondie. That's not the only suite on the album Amarcord Nino Rota to cut across genres. David Amram, the New York classical scene's hippest hipster, starts in one world and ends in another, setting music for Fellini's ancient Roman grotesque, Satyricon.
Thank you.
Jerry Dagian on flute and Ray Mantilla on congas. The anthology Amarcord Nina Rota was proof of concept for producer Hal Willner. He'd repeat the idea in grander style, notably on the first sequel, That's the Way I Feel Now, a tribute to Thelonious Monk. There is more here, including a rather Charles Mingus-y medley arranged by William Fisher, showcasing Mingus tenor George Adams, flanked by new arrivals Winton and Branford Marsalis. There are also solo pieces from saxophonist Steve Lacy, vibraphonist Dave Samuels, guitarist Bill Frisell, and a very early appearance on record, and teasing piano virtuoso Jackie Byard. Amarcord Nina Rota is a charming album whose overdue return was worth the wait.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Point of Departure. He reviewed the reissue Amarcord Nina Rota. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, we'll talk about corruption, scandal, and greed in college basketball, or what journalist Michael Sokolov calls the buying and selling of basketball players, some as young as 11. It involves sports apparel companies, scouts, coaches, parents, financial consultants, and billions of dollars. Our guest will be Michael Sokolov. His new book is called The Last Temptation of Rick Pitino. I hope you'll join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our associate producer for digital media is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shurrock directs the show. I'm Terry Gross.